You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
What are the unintended consequences of MSP regulation? That is what we're going to be talking about today on the MSP Zone. There are a ton of stories out there, not just from earlier this year about MSP regulation, but general cybersecurity, privacy regulations, legislations that are coming down the legislative tube, as it were. And we're going to be talking to an MSP who has a unique perspective, not just because he is a practicing MSP in the state of Louisiana, so he has some perspective of that law that just passed this year, but he's also going to give us, I think, some perspective that actually applies to many other types of laws, whether they are specific to MSPs or not, because it raises a general question of how MSPs may be responding to these general cybersecurity laws and rules, and it may have an unintended consequence that the legislatures and the regulators never intended. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce our guest, Landon Futch from Essential Solutions, LLC, an MSP based out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken. Landon, welcome to the program.
Hi, Charles. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
So just for the audience out there, why don't you give us a little background on what you guys are doing over at Essential Solutions?
Sure. We're an MSP based out of Baton Rouge with offices in Baton Rouge and New Orleans. We pretty much go nationwide with our services. You know, we started in 2002 as just a regular, you know, IT company. And over the past, you know, 19 here, we've kind of morphed into the managed service provider space. You know, we handle everything from custom program security help desk to just managing whole IT departments.
So you've been around since almost the very early days of managed services, and you've seen a lot change. What are your initial thoughts when the state of Louisiana passed their law this year? It goes into effect February, so in a couple months here. What were your initial thoughts when you saw that legislation get passed?
Oh no. Government regulation usually doesn't go well with practical real life issues.
and I mean, politics aside, it's not like the state of Louisiana or any other legislative body that I'm aware of has a group of like a constituent body full of MSPs, right? It's not like, you know, you may be a lawyer practicing, you know, in Louisiana, and you may also serve on the state legislature. So you might be able to, you know, talk about legal issues. That makes sense. But there aren't any practicing MSPs on that body.
None that I know of. No.
So I think your comment is justified at the very least, because if there are no practicing MSPs, how do they know what you're facing? I mean, that's kind of the obvious question you're raising, it seems like.
Sure, and if you just read the law, the Louisiana Act 117, it is so many gray areas in there that, you know, it's, I understand what they're trying to do, and I do appreciate it. I think there's no, the gist of what's trying to happen here, it works. But there's so many things in there that, you know, what ifs that aren't really answered in that. And I guess it's going to be up to some lawyer's interpretation on how to interpret it.
Don't get me started on the lawyers yet. But I'd like to talk to you about something that really piqued my interest when you and I spoke earlier. And it was what I'll call the unintended consequence of this type of, and just to be clear, we're not talking only about the Louisiana 117. We are talking about any regulation or legislation that directly or indirectly impacts MSPs. And I don't want to say it for you. So why don't you explain to the listeners out there what your thought was about how this type of MSP registration law might have an impact that no one really thought about?
Sure. Well, you know, the way it's written, first off, you know, it seems to point, which is understandable, it seems to point the liability more so to the MSP. I know that for a fact, just because several entities in Louisiana have been hit with ransomware. And, you know, in every single case, it's because they had outdated systems. So it seems to be that they've come up with this new law to basically try to, you know, minimize that, but it still doesn't solve the problem of, you know, how are we going to make this happen? so from an MSP standpoint, I'm looking at, okay, they're going to basically be laying more of the liability on us. And it's obvious with, you know, you have to register with the Secretary of State. And, you know, it says in there they can deny or revoke an application. I would assume that if you get hit with ransomware and you have to pay, you would probably be on the list to be denied or revoked. That's my interpretation of that. So as an MSP, we have a greater need to provide the security. And I think that along with that becomes a greater cost to the state of Louisiana.
You know, I don't ever see the lock manufacturers, you know, being hauled up in front of Congress for all the broken picked locks that have ever, you know, over the last several hundred years been, you know, responsible for thefts or breaches of that kind. But, you know, not to draw attention, they're a member of the MSP Alliance, but, you know, FireEye, right, a pretty notable cybersecurity company just got hacked in a pretty visible way. You know, they made it to the New York Times, among other places. So I think that there's a stigma out there about ransomware and data breaches that, just in my perspective, I'd like your opinion on it. Over the last 24 months, let's say, MSPs have been unnecessarily or unfairly targeted or isolated as, like, somehow you guys were infallible and just impenetrable to all types of, you know, cyber warfare. And here we see a massive cybersecurity firm like FireEye, $3 billion company, and they were attacked by presumably a nation state. What are your thoughts on that, and just the whole run up to this Louisiana MSP registration law?
Well, I mean, that just kind of proves the fact that nothing is 100% as far as secure. I mean, you've got banks, you got FireEye, you got these people who have all this money and are putting together all these different technologies. But as with anything, nothing's 100%. So, I mean, there's always the possibility of something happening. And unfortunately, if you're an MSP, you know, the hackers get more bang for the buck because, you know, they hit you and then they suddenly have access to, you know, 100, 200, 300, 1,000 of your clients. So, you know, I think that probably MSPs and governments are probably two of the biggest people on the hit list.
So you're not denying the fact that MSPs may be a legitimate target for hackers. It's just, I mean, you're not the only target.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're not the only target, but I think MSPs are definitely a target.
So okay, so let's, because I don't want to dissect the Louisiana law. I mean, you know, I think we're going to see some. I hope we'll see some modification or maybe some further clarification from your state legislature, you know, in coming months, maybe next year, about what that law really means. But I'd like to get back to your topic of, okay, MSPs ought to be practicing good cyber hygiene. MSPs have no excuse but to be doing the very current, the very best things that they can do to protect themselves and by extension their customers. I don't think you disagree with that, but I mean, tell me, is that a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. That's fair. But we also rely on the tools that we use, you know, and then, you know, if there's a failure in a tool that we use to provide the security, then obviously that comes back on us too.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, in your case, if you were an MSP using FireEye, right, that would be through no fault of your own, and I'm not saying that you are, I'm just using it as a representative example that if you were using such a tool, you would have today, a pretty difficult job of having those conversations with your customers and explaining things. And, you know, it's just par for the course, it seems like.
Absolutely. You know, they'd be talking to me. They wouldn't necessarily be talking to FireEye.
Right. So let's get back to the clients that you serve and many other MSPs serve and how these types of laws are going to impact you and those other community members out there in the next coming year. Are you going to have, because this registration law is all about, you know, transparency to you, you know, essential solutions, but your customers have a role to play in, you know, I call it participating in their own survival, right? They cannot transfer all of their cybersecurity risk off on your MSP business. What's your response to that?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. In fact, I think that's where most of the problem lies with this particular law. You know, just taking a look at it, and, you know, Louisiana has been, you know, they're behind in the times when it comes to IT infrastructure. I mean, every single one of the entities that got hit with ransomware, they're running old stuff. I mean, so basically, you know, as an MSP, I'm going to come in there. I'm going to say, well, look, you know, now that we have to do all this stuff, which, you know, these are our requirements anyway, and I'm sure that some MSPs have made, you know, some allowed certain things to pass just because they're dealing with them. But, you know, now it's time for the MSP to stand up and say, look, here's what's got to happen around here. And you might not like all of it just because, you know, you got a lot of state workers working remotely. You know, we're going to have to do, you know, you know, fish tests, I guess you would say, to see if we can do breaches that way. We could do penetration testing. I mean, you know, and the state, is the state IT department going to allow us to do that? That's the biggest thing coming out of it.
So your take is the registration law and others similar to it, and we do have, you know, we are tracking other states and other regulatory bodies that are looking at Louisiana and saying, is this a model that we could follow? So, I mean, what you're saying right now could be listened to by many other influential people, right? So I think it's really good to have these types of perspectives out there. Your take is it sounds like you're going to have in 2021 a different conversation with some of these state governmental bodies that you manage IT for and have that discussion about, hey, it's time to change and you better be willing to change because this is coming.
Yeah. And I believe the state of Louisiana, their fiscal year starts July 1st. So we will definitely be having a conversation about their budget because, you know, just the several of the entities that we deal with will be affected by this law. And we're going to, you know, they're kind of changing the rules on us. We're going to have to change the rules on them, and they're going to have to spend a little bit more money so that we can ensure that we're able to fulfill, you know, what this law is intended to do is that, you know, to protect them.
I mean, Landon, it sounds like a good outcome. It sounds like a good conversation. Is it a bad thing that it took this law to give you as an MSP practitioner kind of the not the muscle, but the legitimacy or the authority to finally force positive change amongst at least these types of customers?
Well, you know, the thing that worries me is this still won't be considered enough muscle and force to make them change, you know, and that's another conversation. What do you do when they say no? I mean, they're not just going to go ahead and pay you more for more security services because you say so. I mean, maybe they will, but I doubt it, you know. So then you kind of come to a head where, you know, what happens now? Because we're saying you have to do this and you're saying no, and we won't be able to fulfill our contract with these terms if you don't.
So you're going to have the conversations. You're going to be raising, you know, new or maybe old issues and topics to them. If they say no, then you have a couple of options. As I see it, you can terminate them, which is not going to make them safer, right? I think we all know that is, you know, customers are not better off without MSPs than with MSPs. But you could get rid of them as clients, or you could. What are your other options? You change the terms of the agreement to say that, hey, you can't take on any of that risk because of their lack of change?
Well, that would definitely have to be in the contract. And, you know, I don't even know if they would accept a contract like that, but that would be part of it. I mean, you know, we have that in our contracts now that basically say we have minimum requirements. And if you don't fit these minimum requirements, then, you know, liability is on you. But, you know, that would get into a whole another can of worms because, you know, even though they might not do that, you're still registered with the Secretary of State saying that we're going to provide this. So, you know, where could it go? Because you're dealing with the entities that, you know, they're looking at their budget, but they'll come back to you and say, well, look, you know, we would love to be able to buy more, but there's no money, you know? So what do you do?
Yeah. No, I think like you're bringing up some really good points. It sounds at the very least like you're going to have a really busy 2021 having these types of conversations, not just with your government clients, but with everybody. I mean, just as the tide rises for everybody, is that your thought process for 2021 is to have these types of, you know, new conversations with people saying, hey, the times are changing and so are we?
Oh yeah. We fully intend on showing this law to all our customers and saying, you know, we're not just going to, you know, up the rules and change the way we do services just for the state of Louisiana or other public bodies. You know, this really needs to be implemented across the board because, I mean, it's coming and it's something that they're trying. The state, I believe, is trying to negate all ransomware, you know, not so much just for the public there. I mean, I think they're worried about the private companies too. So, you know, I don't want to have one plan for government and one plan for private. I mean, ultimately I see what they're doing and it works, but I, you know, there's the money involved. So we're going to be having that conversation with all of our customers.
Yeah, no, that's good to know. Let me ask you about a particular part of that regulation, which is related to presumably they're creating a list, right? The Secretary of State or someone is going to have a list of all these MSPs. Are you concerned about the privacy and accessibility and security around such a list of MSPs?
Sure. I mean, who's protecting the Secretary of State in that list? Because then
you. I thought that was you.
Well, we don't have that contract. So you know, it seems to be a list of targets for hackers out there too. Plus, any data on them, like, you know, this. MSP got hacked and he was using this. There's going to be a lot of information in there and, you know, maybe it could be used for the wrong purpose, but, you know, just make sure that that's protected just like we're trying to do everything else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hopeful because we voiced those same concerns to them as well. So maybe we'll get to talk to them and make the argument that, you know, some changes to the law, you know, would be beneficial. What are your thoughts about other states following suit? Do you worry about, I mean, it sounds like you have clients mostly or solely in Louisiana. Is that true?
We have clients over right now about 10 different states. Most of our clients are concentrated in Louisiana, though.
Okay. I mean, so, you know, you have exposure in other states. Are you concerned that other states might follow Louisiana and pass similar types of laws?
Oh, I think eventually they probably all will, just because this problem's not going away. So then you got to sit back and you got to make sure that you're in compliance with every single state, which is probably going to have different regulations. So it'll just be another one of those nightmares as far as tracking your state laws and everything.
Yeah. So you're expecting it. You'll roll with the punches. But is there any upside? Does all of this attention on MSPs make the fact that, as it does to me, that you guys are just indispensable to the global economy and protecting that which is important to your customers?
Oh yeah, I think it gives us a lot of legitimacy. It's like, you know, the legislatures are making laws so that they can basically make sure that, you know, I don't want to say we're regulated, but we fit into a certain classification within their system. So I mean, they're basically requiring us to be, I guess you'd say, certified with their system in the state. So overall, I think that's pretty good because it brings great legitimacy to what we're doing.
Do you believe this law will have an impact on, I'll call them non-compliant or less mature service providers and their ability to compete at these levels? What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of data they're going to be collecting and with the Secretary of State. But, you know, I would assume that, you know, if you constantly get hit with ransomware and you constantly have problems and you're constantly reporting them to the Secretary of State, I would pretty sure that you're going to fall off that list. So I think it's going to be ultimately a list of the good guys who are doing everything they can and making it work. So I think it's ultimately, you know, at the beginning, you probably won't have it, but over time, you know, if you're registered with the Secretary of State, that shows that you're legitimate and you've got the back end to be able to handle the workload and you're doing the right stuff.
Well, Landon, I appreciate your comments and your input on this because it's really interesting. And like I said, you had a unique perspective of those unintended consequences that I think we still haven't seen all of them yet. And I think we're going to see a lot of that flesh out in 2021 when this law goes into effect and we start to see, you know, the law actually being practiced or adhered to. It's going to be an interesting year to say the least.
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to be interesting to go from February 1st to June 30th, too, on the current budget, which the new law will be implemented, but there won't be any changes to any contracts for that period of time. So that should be interesting, too.
Well, keep up the good work, you know, and good luck with all those conversations. It sounds like those are going to be some interesting you know, conversations you have with your customers. And if you have any of them, you know, that you feel like sharing, you know, how in general, how they're going, please let us know. And we'd love to have you back on the MSP Zone and hear your thoughts on how that's panning out for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Landon Futch from Essential Solutions out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, thank you very much for joining us today. Hope all of you out there are paying attention to this issue. It's an important issue. And if you have some similar experiences to Landon's, definitely let us know. And we'd love to have you on the MSP Zone. Until next time, this is Charles Weaver.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.